shit. Welcome back to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm Trent Mask, joined along with Patrick Spillman, and we have a new face in with us this year. I'm gonna let him introduce himself, and then we'll jump right into this season 3, episode 1 of the Beaver Dam.
I'm Jacob Livecap. I'm a freshman here at Buff, and I'm gonna be playing baseball while also working for the Lit. Go Beavers.
So happy to have Jacob here. Trent, we're back.
I'm
pumped. I'm tired. Soccer season's full go. Well, preseason's now finished. First game Friday. We'll get into that in a little bit. Trent, first, before we get into sports, how's your summer?
My summer, a little crazy. I worked a lot. I worked third shift again for the second summer in a row. So that was a little wild. And then I did, I would say, a lot of awesome adventures this summer. I did them with my girlfriend. We had a good time. And I also started my own photography page on Instagram, and I helped my brother with his photography business. So my life's been a little crazy, and then it got a little crazier coming back to college. But it's slowing down a bit, so that's nice. And I know Pat had an interesting internship this summer, so I'm going to let him talk about that here for a little bit.
Yeah, so this past summer I worked for USA Football downtown Indianapolis, about a half a block from the center circle. It was super cool. Would go and eat my lunch at the circle, get to interact. It was awesome. USA Football is an up-and-coming company that has a partnership with the NFL. They're working on trying to get coaches certified to be able to coach football, so they're not just, you know, letting kids go and bash their heads against each other. They want to really be able to make sure coaches are being educated on how to properly coach the kids at a young level to keep football, like, kids interested in football instead of having them, you know, be tired of playing because of concussions or parents not wanting them to play because it's not safe. So, yeah, I traveled to Memphis, Tennessee and Charleston, South Carolina and worked registration for camp and then got to experience the camp, and it was super cool. So.
All right, that does sound really cool. All right, Jacob, tell us a little bit about your summer.
I traveled a lot. This is my first summer not playing baseball. I kind of guest played around, but I worked every day at a golf course. I actually learned how to do a lot there with, like, sports and golf. I went to Chicago, and I went to Florida a couple times. Yeah, that's about it. Other than working and traveling, I didn't do a whole lot.
All right, so now that you heard a little bit about our summers, and most of you know who Pat and I are, we both play soccer here at Bluffton, and you're a little introduced to Jacob. Well, you'll get to know him more and more as this semester and this year goes on. We're going to jump right in. We got a lot to talk about, kind of. We're going to try and get to you as quickly as possible. It's hot in here. Our AC unit is broken, so it's a hot one. But
we just want to get you a little preview. Yeah. I think men's and women's soccer kick off Friday. Cross country's got a home meet this Saturday. So we just want to get you guys a little excited. I don't think football starts until next Friday, the 7th. Yeah, so not till September 7th. But we just want to give you a little preview. Returning guys that might be able to make a big splash this year for all the different teams, for men's and women's, and pretty excited. So I think we're going to start with football, right, Trent?
Yeah, we're going to go football, volleyball, then both of the golf teams, both the cross-country teams, and finish us off with soccer. Just finish off with soccer because Pat and I know the most about that, because the men's soccer team and the women's soccer team the past couple of years has been really close and really good friends, so we know a lot more about them, and we are on the men's soccer team, so we know a lot about that. We're just going to kick it off with football. So, Beavers hit the gridiron in 2019. They're ready to hit the gridiron in 2019. Back for his second year at the helm as head coach, Aaron Kreps, who took over last season after a year as the offensive coordinator. The Beavers went 3-5 in the Heartland Conference with 3 losses by single digits. Bluffton took advantage of its stout defensive line as the Beavers led the Heartland Conference with 124.4 rushing yards allowed per game. The 303.2 total yards allowed were second in the conference, while the 20.6 points Bluffton allowed per game was third in the HCAC.
Bluffton will be without the services of 2019 AC Berkey Award winner Isaac Zikafus, who was the first Bluffton athlete to earn All-American Football Coaches Association All-American status. Gathering second-team honors in 2018, he was a four-time first-team All-Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference selection and a three-time All-North Region selection. The defensive line was also twice named HCAC Defensive Most Valuable Player. He finished as the school's all-time leader in sacks with 35.5 sack yards with 228. Tackles for losses with 60.5 and tackle for loss yards with 308. Quarterback hurries with 15 and fumble return yards with 80.
Although defensive end Isaac Zikafus is gone, following graduation, the strength of the Beavers still resides up front with juniors Dennis Shoulders II and John Boyd III, who combined for 50 tackles, 6.5 sacks in 2018. Although also back is leading tackler Dylan Schaefer, who is a two-time All-Heartland Conference honoree. Schaefer tallied 72 tackles with 48 solos, which was sixth in the HCAC conference.
A trio of starting defensive backs returned for the Beavers in 2019, with two earning All-HCAC honors as sophomores. Antonio Crosty was in on 58 tackles, 47 of those being solos, which was third behind Schaefer and Zikafus in 2018. Juniors Brian Coleman Jr. and Stefan Kozakowski racked up 45 tackles each with 2 and 4 pickoffs, respectively. Dylan Burkholder tallied 24 tackles and 3 breakups while earning HCAC All-Academic honors as a junior.
Senior lineman Vaughn Thomas and junior Cade McClellan showed tremendous growth after making the move to the offensive side of the ball last year, and they will now be under the tutelage of Christopher Mosley this season. Also back in 2019, our tight ends, is that Kaius?
Kaius.
Kaius Childs, yeah. And Caleb Heilman, who combined for 26 catches while opening holes in the running game. Zach Nobis took over the offense late during his freshman year and led the Beavers to victories over Anderson and Defiance while nearly pulling off the upset at Franklin, where the Grizzlies rallied for a 28-24 win. Transfers Ryan Markoff and Samuel Coleman will battle with Nobis for playing time under center when the Beavers hit the gridiron this fall.
The Swiss Army Knife for Bluffton, Adam Duncan, led the 2018 Beavers with 32 receptions for 481 yards. He hauled in 5 touchdowns, threw for a score, and ran for another. Duncan was 5-for-8 on field goals, and he punted 52 times, placing 14 inside the 20-yard line. He and Nobis showed off their talents on the baseball field during the spring, accounting for 2/3 of Bluffton's outfield. Senior Drake Campbell led the Beavers with 512 yards and 3 touchdowns on 126 carries last year. He'll be joined by Darian Greeley, who looks to return to his freshman year when he churned up 97.8 yards per game before injury slowed him in 2018.
Bluffton kicks off the 2019 season with a trip to Worcester on Saturday, September 7th. The home opener is a week later when Trine University comes to Bluffton on September 14th. A scheduling anomaly set in motion when Earlham nixed its football program following the 2018 season has Franklin at Alumni Field twice in 2019. The Grizzlies will battle Bluffton in a non-league contest on September 21st before the HCAC clash on November 9th. The Beavers travel to rival Defiance College for the 2019 finale on Saturday, November 16th, with the Hammer once again up for grabs.
I think this football team is going to be pretty interesting. They brought in 70 freshmen,
yeah,
which is huge. Only 11 guys can play on each side of the ball, offensive and defensively. And you heard how many guys are returning, leading the team in tackles, obviously losing Isaac Zikafus. Huge. All-American, all-time leader, and I can't even count how many records he broke. I mean, definitely going to hurt. But 70 freshmen, I think there's going to be a lot of competition at each
position.
Each position.
We also brought in the freshman quarterback who is like a transfer from Valparaiso, which is a D1 school. So that mean that would help the offense a lot too, going into with the quarterback battle.
I definitely think the quarterback battle is going to be huge. Who's going to, you know, kind of step up, lead that offense with a D1 transfer? You got Zach Novas, who started as a freshman last year. I've been told the freshman that came in as well as played just as well as the other two guys. And so it kind of almost could be a situation where two guys might have to split the load and kind of throw teams off maybe a little bit, different options. So now we're going to go into volleyball.
Yes.
Victory over Hanover College in the Heartland Conference Tournament propelled the Bluffton University volleyball team to the HCHC semifinals for the sixth straight time in 2018. Bluffton won the four consecutive HCHC tourney titles from 2013 to 2016 as the Beavers had advanced to the conference match title six times during the past decade.
With year 15 just around the corner, head coach Steve Yarnell has guided the Beavers to the Heartland Conference Tournament 11 straight times, including 10 appearances in the semifinals and 5 trips to the NCAA tournament. Bluffton will be without a pair of first-team All-HCAC honorees in Aaron Weisgarber and Bethany Martini, but Weisgarber, the all-time leader in assists and the Catherine E. Little Award winner, is taking her talents and knowledge to the bench, where she is in her first year as a graduate assistant for the Beavers.
Senior Carly Lester, along with juniors Remy Bauer and Sarah Heidinger, give the Beavers a formidable front line with considerable experience at the net. Bauer was second for Bluffton behind two first-team All-HCAC selection Bethany Martini with 210 kills. Heidinger and Lester combined for almost 200 kills as well.
Brooke Kleeman wasted little time taking over as Bluffton's starting libero during her initial campaign, and she made that move pay immediately dividends with honorable mention and all-freshman Heartland Conference recognition following a season in which she picked up 5.12 digs per set. Junior Jessica Lavelle and sophomore Maddie White saw significant action in 2018. Lavelle took advantage of her time on the outside, while White also showed her versatility as a setter and hitter, leading Bluffton to a crucial 5-set victory over Mount St. Joseph when Weisgarber went down with an injury.
With the graduation of 8 seniors who finished their academic and athletic endeavors at Bluffton University, the team will look to continue the competitive legacy established here. 14 years ago, I thought you could build a contender over time and have a legitimate shot in year 4 or 5 to compete for a conference title before hitting a reset button and starting the process over again, said Coach Yarnell. What I have learned is as you build the culture you want and surround yourself with the people that are eager to uphold and contribute to the culture, you don't rebuild, you reload. We will feature one of the younger teams in terms of varsity competition experience going into the fall, but hope the blueprint of putting a challenging schedule together will benefit a relatively green roster. I'm excited to see how the team evolves and prepares each day with a goal of a 12th consecutive HCAC tournament berth and ultimately a run at the HCAC championship.
Coach Yarnell will host heavyweights from the OAC, the PAC, and the HCAC when the 7th annual Sommer Center Spectacular takes center stage on September 6th and 7th. Following a trip to Holland, Michigan, the Hope College Tournament on August 30th and 31st, the Beavers will also battle against national heavyweight Calvin College at Trine University on September 21st. Bluffton will make weekend trips to Worcester, Heidelberg, before kicking off the Heartland Conference action at Earlham on Saturday, October 5th.
Yeah, and just like with that long quote from Yarnell, I'm excited to see how well this team does this year. They had a scrimmage. Well, last week during preseason, and the squad was looking pretty good. We had a soccer meeting, so we had to miss out on part of that. But we are back in time to watch their last set, which they won, and it was really good to watch and see how the team is a little bit different this year than it's been in the past 2 years, seeing as they're younger. But they have a lot of talent still on this roster.
I mean, you have to look at it. I mean, you saw how many girls were still have experience. You look at Ramey Bauer. You look at Sarah Heidinger, have both started since freshman year. Jessica Lavelle didn't play as much her freshman year, but came in and played significant minutes last season. Maddie White, Brooke Kleeman, both starting last year as freshmen. I think, yes, there are we did graduate a lot, and losing Bethany Martini and Aaron Weisgarber is definitely going to hurt. But I think that with the experience, I think this year it's almost going to – the ball's going to be spread around even more with all these girls having so much experience. I think a lot of times Bethany Martini got a lot of action, and rightfully so. She was good enough to get all that action, and she was worked well getting around blocks. But I think having all the different options is definitely going to help the Beavers out, and hopefully the freshmen are able to come in and gel well with returners.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to go with women's golf first, Trent.
Women's golf, then men's golf. With the all four women returning from the 2018-2019 squad, the Beavers are sporting their greatest depth since golf returned to Bluffton 3 years ago. The women's team showed consistent improvement throughout the season, culminating with a 402 and 397 at the Laura Bump Invitational in April. The 397 for 18 holes and 799 for the weekend established new school marks for the Beavers.
Riley Oberdorf fired a Bluffton low 90 at the Beaver Invite last September. Fellow sophomore Abby Boyan put together the best 36-hole score for the Beavers in 2018-2019 when she went 98-94 for a 192 at the Laura Bump Invite. Keely Briggs and Courtney Kretschmar also notched their best scores of the season at OWU's Laura Bump when they scored 194 and 211 respectively.
The men made huge strides in last season as they set goals even higher for the 2019-2020 season. A season low 330 on day one at the State Line Shootout on October 6th highlighted Bluffton's return to prominence. The Beavers continued their upstick with a 36-hole season best 673 at the Alice Lloyd Invitational in March. Spencer Daniels led the Beavers at 86 strokes per round thanks to a pair of scores in the 70s, including a Bluffton low 77 at the Nye Intercollegiate. He also shot a 79 at the MSJ State Line Shootout. Also checking in under 80 was fellow sophomore Carter Mumbauer, who capped the season with a 78 on the final day of the Heartland Conference Championship after shooting a 79 at the Anderson Fall Preview. Juniors Anthony Mungia and Michael Fimiani posted Bluffton's best 36-hole scores in 2018-2019. Fimiani shot a 163 at MSJ in the fall, while Mungia also used an 81 and 82 at the Alice Lloyd Invite for a 63 in the spring. I think, obviously, it's kind of hard the first couple of seasons for the golf team. I mean, both just coming back for only their third season. Being able to bring in freshmen, I think they're going to have a lot more depth. I think they're able to improve as they're actually getting some upperclassmen on the team now. I think, obviously, right now during the fall, it's going to be more of the women's season, and the men kind of travel and play in a few different tournaments as where then the men's main season's in the spring. So we'll definitely be focusing more on the women this fall more than we will the men.
Yeah, I know the girls and the golf both brought in quite a few freshmen. Probably about double the team they had last year. So hopefully they'll be able to make a big impact right away.
Yeah, your roommate's a golfer, right? Yeah, pretty excited about the season? Has he given you like any information or anything?
Yeah, I know that Clay Quellhorse from St. Mary's is doing really well. He's low 70s, like really well. He was doing really like probably one of the better golfers coming in towards the end of the fall. So
hopefully. Well, sounds like we have some freshmen that might be able to come in and make an impact right away, which will be huge for the golf team to add already what they have. Trent, we going to take a break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick short break here, listen to a song, and then we'll be right back. We'll talk about cross country, men and the women, and then women's soccer.
And men's soccer.
And men's soccer. And then that will be it for Season 3, Episode 1. We thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to The Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam, Trent Mast, Patrick Spillman, and Jacob
Libcap.
Libcap.
Libcap. I got it. That's a different I got it.
All right. I'll get it.
The Bluffton University cross country team will be under the direction of first year head coach Logan Wells when the runners hit the course this fall. While it is Coach Wells' first year at the helm for cross country, he got his feet wet with the distance runners during the 2019 track and field campaign. Wells and Coach Yachno, the director of cross country and track and field, are ready to exploit their strengths when they try to combine forces for the 2019-2020 season.
Senior Alexis Cash headlines the Bluffton's women team after back-to-back Heartland Conference championships. She was the first Beaver to win the women's title, and following her second straight victory, Cash claimed the first ever all-region honor for the women when she placed 23rd as a junior. Senior Ari Cox, along with juniors Bailey Barrington and Kimberly Hetrick, are back for Bluffton, giving the Beavers an experienced core as well as four of their top five finishers from the 2018 HCAC Championships. Sophomore Hope Nixon made huge strides during her first season at the collegiate level.
Although the men saw four seniors depart following distinguished careers at Bluffton, Dakota Frost returns after pacing the Beavers in each of the final three races in 2018, including the HCAC Championship and the NCAA Regionals. Fellow senior Connor Gulick has a mainstay for the Beavers during his time at Bluffton, while Austin Hernandez showed improvement through his freshman campaign.
The Beaver Dam invite kicks off the 2019 season when Bluffton welcomes a talented field to the Nature Preserve on Saturday, August 31st. Cedarville hosts the All-Ohio Championship on Saturday, September 28th, giving the Beavers a chance to compete against the best runners in Ohio, regardless of division. The Heartland Conference Championship will be staged on Sunday this year as Rose Holman hosts the title tilt on November 3rd. 2 weeks later, on Saturday, November 16th, the NCAA Regionals are slated to go off at Calvin College. Definitely try and make your way out there to the Nature Preserve this Saturday. It is the only home meet that the cross-country team does have this year. So I think being able to go out, support the cross-country team while they are at home, you don't have to go anywhere. Literally just right in your back door. So try and go out there. Trent and I always enjoy talking about cross-country and track because you just see how much they continue to grow each and every year, and I think they're going to continue to make strides as they actually brought in a cross-country coach. No offense to Coach Yachno, but she is more focused on track more than she is cross-country. So Trent has a bloody nose, so he is out of here. So yeah, hopefully the cross-country team's able to make strides. I'm excited. Yeah. I think
make sure you get out and see them. It's a 5-minute walk from all the dorms, and yeah, go cheer them on.
Yeah. All right, I think we're going to go on to women's soccer first, so that way we can finish with men's soccer. Hopefully Trent's bloody nose will be cleared up by then. Bluffton University women's soccer team is excited for the start of the season, two under head coach Kevin Gregory. With a year of recruiting under his belt, the Beavers have bolstered their lineup with 13 incoming freshmen who will join 16 returners.
Leading scorer Skylar Lemming, who delivered with 6 goals and 5 assists, is going after twice earning all Heartland Conference honors. But 2018 freshmen Julia Gibson and Madison Baker bring back 5 goals and 3 assists for the Beavers. Junior Taylor Steinke also cashed in with 2 scores for Bluffton last season, and she followed up by starting in right field for the softball team in the spring.
An experienced core in the backfield will be counted on for their leadership with seniors Lauren Foster Wheeler and Aubrey Bartell, juniors Hannah Wagner and Maddie Huffman, and sophomore Bailey Kingsley all back for the 2019 campaign.
Abigail Newkirk and Tasia Upshaw have seen significant minutes during their first 2 years at Bluffton. My fellow juniors Sienna Sullivan and Jules Frazier are both experienced keepers for the returning for the Beavers.
Bluffton does open their season this Friday at home against St. Mary's before a trip to Overland 2 days later. The Beavers welcome Rose Holman for the Heartland Conference Lid Lifter on Saturday, October 5th. A rivalry match at Defiance College is slated for Wednesday, October 9th. Home matches with Manchester on Wednesday, October 30th, and Anderson on Saturday, November 2nd, cap off the season as the Beavers are at the Sears Complex for 5 of their 9 HCAC matches.
A lot of freshmen, so hopefully they step up really fast. They lost one senior, but they have the 2 sophomore returners. And hopefully they can add more to their 5 goals and 3 this year.
Yeah, I definitely think by adding some depth, I know a lot of times a couple of the girls were injured last year, and Kevin was only practicing sometimes 14 girls, which makes it incredibly hard to have any type of practice, I think. So being able to bring in some more depth, be able to actually have some depth and have some competition behind each position is definitely going to help. 29 girls on the team this year compared to, I think, only about 20 last year.
Yeah, last year they had, I mean, they still have the two junior goalies in Sienna Sullivan and Jules Frazier, and both those girls play really well, and both of them, I believe, got hurt last year, both Jules with her collarbone and Sienna coming off of a shoulder surgery, but they're both healthy and back in action this year, so that has some upperclassmen leadership there in the back, and along with Aubrey Bartel holding down the center back spot. She played really well last year, and I know in her senior season she wants to get back at it and have a good one.
All right, Trent, you ready? You ready for some men's soccer? Jacob, I'm going to let you kick off men's soccer.
With 1 year under his belt, head coach Sean Elvert has worked relentlessly to bolster the men's soccer roster with 21 recruits when the Beavers hit the pitch in 2019. Elvert took over 1 year after a two-year stint as Bluffton graduate assistant, and his knowledge of the soccer landscape in Ohio has paid instant dividends for the Beavers. Bluffton showed tremendous growth and grit in 2018, despite finishing with a 2-16 mark as a youthful squad with no seniors and just one junior, dropped 7 one-goal decisions.
A core group of 11 juniors return alongside senior Igor Malachias, brother of former assistant David Malachias, as the experience level has increased exponentially heading into the 2019 campaign. Bluffton returns leading scorer Dalton Tanner, who found the back of the net 7 times as a freshman, the most goals by a Beaver since 2008. Juniors Trent Mast and Patrick Spillman paced the Beavers with 3 assists apiece last season. Tanner and Timothy Murphy were both all Heartland Conference selections in 2018.
After a season opening trip to Olivet this Friday, August 30th, the Beavers welcome Great Lakes Christian, DUville, and Shawnee State for a rare week of 3 home matches in 4 days from September 4th through the 7th. Heartland Conference action does kick off on Saturday, October 5th, when powerhouse Rose Holman comes to town. Rival Defiance College is here 4 days later when Bluffton does battle with the Yellow Jackets. And the Beavers will cap off the 2019 season with Anderson University making the trip to Bluffton on Saturday, November 2nd.
Yeah, I'm excited for this year. We have a big team, I believe. 36 guys, 4 goalkeepers, we've started out with a lot of goalkeepers, but now we're keeping goalkeepers, which is nice. Connor Kaminicki is a junior, and we have 3 freshmen. All our goalkeepers look good, ready to play. And then all of our freshmen, everybody's in there working hard every single day. It's a competition. It's a battle. So I'm really excited to see what this season brings our team.
Yeah, I think having depth behind every position, I think this is the first time where you have – this is the first year that men's soccer, and I don't know, I think maybe in the history, I don't quote me on that, I believe in the history that we're going to have an actual reserve team. They're going to have a schedule that they're actually going to play. I think they have 6 games scheduled. But having a first team, a second team, a third team, guys that are going to continue to push each other, going to make each and every single player better. And I think you're going to see some freshmen that are going to have some significant minutes, as well as a lot of the returners getting an opportunity to kind of put the freshmen under their wings a little bit, show them what it's like to be a Bluffton men's soccer player. And I know, Trent, you and I have been pretty frustrated in the past couple of years, just like we said, we had 7 games where we lost by one goal, and those games honestly could have gone either way. Yeah. And so those are killers. We want to make those one goal decisions go the other way. It's kind of crazy to think we only had 2 wins, but those one goal decisions, it could have instantly given us 9 wins on the season and give us the first winning record in a very long time.
Yeah.
So hopefully, having some upperclassmen, we have 10 juniors, I believe, and 11, I think. Yeah, and then obviously Igor, and then Sergio Alvarez will be a senior this year, but it is his first year playing soccer. So having some upperclassmen who have experience, have gone through what a season's like, and it's hard. It's a long, it's a short season, but it's a long season in a way.
It's a lot on your body just being out there and working every day.
So,
I mean, soccer doesn't look like a physical sport when you're watching it, but it's very physical, especially when if you're an offensive player, the defenders are trying to get that ball from you, but they're just beating you up. I know I play both offense and defense, so I kind of get the punishment sometimes, but I also get to give it. So
I think that's all we got. Jacob, any last words? Your first Beaver Dam of many, obviously. Only season one. We got a whole season of Beaver Dams to go. What do you got to say? Any closing remarks?
I'm glad to be here. I can't wait for many more episodes and many more exciting sports events to happen. So that's about it. Go Beavers.
Yeah, so we thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Beaver Dam. You can find us on Apple Music as well.
iTunes and Google Play.
And Google Play at 96.1 The Wit. Just tune in every single... I think we... Trent, have we decided? Are we going to air on Sundays now, or are we going to keep it on Mondays? I know... We're still trying to decide what day we're going to want to air the Beaver Dam.
I believe we're going to try and kick it off every Sunday going at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
So Sunday at 7. Tune in. Get your weekly updates on Beaver Athletics. Pat has a
night class
on Mondays.
I'm sorry.
Can't really do it on Mondays because we want our team to be as strong as it can possibly be. And I like the way it's sounding. I like the way... Jacob fits right in with us.
We had to go find Jacob all the way in Troy, so that way you had to quit hearing Trent and I's voices all the time. I'd add some, you know, flavor into here. So
he fits well with us. He loves sports. He likes talking about sports. He did this in high school, I believe. Yeah, he's shaking his head at me. Yeah.
You're going to hear him. Football games, Trent and I obviously playing soccer. Can't really make very many football games. If there is a Saturday where we don't have soccer, you know we're going to be up in that broadcast up there with Jacob for sure. But, yeah, just feel free, stream. Sundays, 7 o'clock, new time, Beaver Dam, 96.1, The Wit.
And if you can't listen to it then, it's always up on the website at bluffdenwit.com every Wednesday.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Please subscribe.
You can subscribe by, we do have it at the very top when you go to bluffdenwit.com. What it's going to do is going to ask a little bit of your information, just like an email. So that way, every single time we post new stories, the Beaver Dam every single Wednesday, you can get it straight to your email. Makes life a little bit easier instead of having to try and remember to go to bluffdenwit.com. Or you can go to the very bottom. It also says subscribe on there. Either way, please subscribe to us. We want you to be able to enjoy the content that's going on here at the university, and we're trying our best here to make this radio station even better, and we hire a new program director.
Yeah, stay tuned. The good things are coming to the radio station, so just stay tuned. But that does wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam. I'm Trent Mast.
Patrick Spillman.
Jacob Lipcap.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.